This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian civilians holed up inside a steel plant in the besieged port city of Mariupol and continue to be evacuated. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
A video posted online by Ukrainian forces showed elderly civilians and women and children climbing over a steep pile of rubble from the sprawling Azovstal steel plant and eventually boarding a bus. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky praised the effort, saying for the first time in all the days of the war, this vitally needed humanitarian corridor has started working. There were doubts that the evacuees would be able to leave safely, as in the past, people fleeing war zones in Ukraine have reported being fired on by Russian forces. I'm Karen Chamas.
Germany says it's making progress on weaning itself off Russian fossil fuels and expects to be fully independent of Russian crude oil imports by late summer. The economy and climate minister Robert Habeck says Europe's largest economy has reduced its share of Russian energy imports to 12% for oil, 8% for coal, and 35% for natural gas. He said that means increased costs for the economy and for consumers, but that the moves are necessary if they want to no longer be blackmailed by Russia. Israel has summoned the Russian ambassador over comments made by the Russian foreign minister about Nazism and anti-Semitism. Sergei Lavrov claimed in an interview with an Italian news channel that Ukraine could still have Nazi elements even if some figures, including the country's president, were Jewish, saying Hitler also had Jewish origins. Israeli Foreign Minister Yair Lapid called the remarks unforgivable and scandalous and a horrible historical error. Lapid's stern reaction came in a statement Monday. This is VOA News. New Zealand has begun welcoming back tourists from the U.S., Canada, Britain, Japan, and more than 50 other countries for the first time in more than 2 years after dropping most of its remaining pandemic border restrictions. The country has long been renowned for its breathtaking scenery and adventure tourism, such as bungee jumping and jet boating. Before the spread of COVID-19, more than 3 million tourists visited each year, accounting for more than 5% of the economy. But international tourism stopped altogether in early 2020 after New Zealand imposed some of the world's toughest border restrictions. The real test of how much the tourism industry rebounds will come during the Southern Hemisphere summer, several months away. In the U.S., leaders are trying to regain a sense of normalcy, but in the state of Vermont, COVID cases are on the rise. We get more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, half of Vermont's 14 counties have been rated as having high community levels of COVID-19. And by CDC guidelines, that means people should be taking protective action in those counties, like wearing a mask in indoor public spaces. Vermont's Washington County has the highest number of cases in the state, and the rankings are based on recent case counts, new hospital admissions for COVID-19, and the overall hospital capacity in that community. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The head of a journalist union says that the Egyptian authorities have freed three journalists, the latest in a string of releases, as President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi appears to be reaching out to critics of his administration. Now, the three walked free from jail early Sunday after they spent around a year and a half in detention and separate cases. The head of the journalists' union posted images showing the three journalists wearing white jail uniforms and embracing their families in the street. They were released pending investigations into initial charges of misuse of social media and joining a terrorist group. That's an apparent reference to the Muslim Brotherhood. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian civilians holed up inside a steel plant in the besieged port city of Mariupol in Ukraine continue to be evacuated, and Germany says it's making progress on weaning itself off of Russian fossil fuels and expects to be fully independent of Russian crude oil imports by late summer. And Israel has summoned the Israeli, or I should say the Russian ambassador, over comments made by the Russian foreign minister about Nazism and anti-Semitism. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.